the great Terry Kath in Chicago.
Welcome back to the program.
Back when Chicago rocked.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that one.
The first two albums, man, just cooked.
Now, I did like Chicago. What the heck was that album that they released when they hooked up with... Never mind.
Okay.
It was like their comeback album when they had... it wasn't the Big Generator album. It was the one before that.
I sort of lost interest in Chicago about in the mid-80s when they just decided to do nothing but ballads.
Yeah,
and
that,
it really
exactly.
annoyed me.
They came out with a couple really good... Like Owner of a Lonely Heart, that album.
That was Yes.
Yes, it was. Never mind. Never
close,
mind.
Close, though.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Open up the mail bag.
Okay.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some... we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, here we go. And I have to admit, I'm a little embarrassed that I confused Chicago and Yes. That was probably one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
We'll forgive you.
You'll bring it up at some point. I know you will. All right, so let's get into the letters, shall we? The first one comes to us from Troy. This is a very good email. Troy writes to us and says, "Gentlemen, last month I made the mistake of hooking up with a girl who lives across the hall from me. I didn't want anything serious, but apparently she does because now she's constantly texting me. And randomly, randomly drops by. It's becoming incredibly difficult for me to just ignore her because she's right there across the hall. And it's stressful if I try to bring home another girl." Troy.
Well, I would imagine that's true.
Troy, you're a man slut. Should I move to get away from her, or do I tell her I don't want anything serious and just deal with the awkwardness in the hallway? All right, I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, that's probably the way to handle it. If you like your apartment, and maybe it's rent-controlled, you don't want to move, you're going to have to deal with the situation.
Here is just one additional reason why anonymous premarital stupid hookups are a bad idea.
Just tell her that you're not looking for Miss Wright, you're looking for Miss Wright now.
I'm just in a serious vein. This is one reason among many why casual encounters like that are just a bad, bad, bad idea. Remember we talked about the guy,
the old man.
You remember we talked about the guy that got that had the hookup with his toll booth taker,
right?
And for 2 years had to drive by this woman and give her a quarter.
Well, there's more than one lane in the toll booth.
Yeah. So anyway. There it is. Yeah, Troy, moving it would be a little bit of a stretch, but I think talking to her, having a conversation with her, explaining what the situation is, I think that's a good idea. And, buddy, you get. Deal with the consequences.
Use the let's just be friends line. It's been used on him probably. A few
times. Just want to be friends. But you're the one. All right. Joel now writes to us. Joel's 38 years old, and he writes, and he says, "Hey, my fiance is a notoriously bad cook. I'm a great cook." Oh, no, I'm sorry. He says, "I'm not a great cook either, but she's constantly talking about how she wants to learn." Okay, well, that's great. Maybe they could take cooking lessons together, take some kind of class together. "So I'm thinking about giving her one of those big, expensive mixers for Christmas." I hear you, dude. I want one of those, too. "To help her get started learning how to cook." It's not going to help her. It's just going to help her make bigger messes.
Yeah.
"She's also really a driven professional when it comes to her career, so I don't want the gift to come off the wrong way. Is it sexist if I give my fiance a mixer or other kitchen stuff for Christmas?"
I would say probably. Save that gift for something, some other occasion.
You know,
like Columbus Day.
Yeah, nothing
Arbor
says Happy
Day.
Columbus Day like a stand mixer, a big bowl stand mixer. You know, if this is something that she has said she wanted, then no, it's not sexist.
Well, I'm not talking about sexist. I don't think it's very smart.
If it is something that she has said, boy, I sure would like a mixer for my birthday or for Christmas. That'd be nice.
You've seen the jewelry.
A black one.
You've seen the jewelry commercial where the guy hides the ring box in a box of salad bowls.
Yeah.
Wife looks at the box and goes, what are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then opens it up and, you know, finds
that's
the jewelry
probably inside. Not smart.
No.
That's probably not a good idea.
No, she'll take it and throw it in the fireplace.
Yeah. Now, see, I want one of those stand mixers, those KitchenAid stand mixers. I want one, but I want it in black, and then I'm going to have flames painted on it.
Oh, you're going to soup it up like Tim Allen did in Home Improvement?
Well, no, I'm not going to mess with the mechanics, but I'd like to paint it, you know. I don't think it's I don't think it's a bad idea if it's something that she says that she wants. If she has never said, I want a mixer, then to give her one, no. All right, the last one comes to us from Haley. Haley's 30 years old, writes, gentlemen, my company just hired a new guy, and I think he's trying to get in all of our good graces. Well, you know, a new guy's got some, you know, he's got some issues he's got to overcome. Nobody likes the new guy for a while. Every time he sends an email, he sends it with the smiley face emoticon, without fail. He adds one to literally every email. It seems like he's trying way too hard to be friendly. Are smiley faces in work emails professional or not?
Probably should leave them off.
It depends on the work environment. Around here, who cares? You know, half the time there's a picture of a cat holding a gun to something. Sometimes you get an email of a unicorn tripping. Who knows? Around here, it's
a topless unicorn tripping.
Huh?
A topless unicorn tripping.
Not exactly sure what kind of emails you've been getting, but no, I don't get topless unicorn. Around here, it's a very lighthearted work environment. Unless you're in the sales department, then it's kind of stressful. You know, I can just hear him now. If there was only a good show we could sell, then, you know, things would be better. But, if you're in a lawyer's office or, you know,
funeral home,
yes,
emergency room,
I don't know. I don't know.
Critical care facility, hospice unit.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the right place and circumstance for the smiley face emoticons. Also, those are very bad places to use an air horn. I'm just saying. There it is. We've answered all your emails. If you would like us to answer some of your email, all you got to do is send it to me, seth.mila@wsau.com.
You know, this time of year, I usually give small tokens of appreciation to the newspaper carrier, the mailman. You know what my wife said? She said, as much as I depend on her, I should give Siri a Christmas bonus. What do you think of that, Siri?
How about a leather phone case from Gucci? Only $300.
Yeah, no, not this year. But I...
No problem. I'll just email this web search history to your wife.
Yeah, sure you will. And...
By the way, you are really racking up the minutes on that 900 number.
Yes, sir. Don't know what I'd do with...
And the test results came back on those sores.
Thanks, Siri. That will be all.
Should I save these naked pictures of Betty White?
No, yes.
Merry Christmas.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.